I think it's most important that all good men come to the aid of the party. Dear Dad, this is a letter to bring you up to date, period, paragraph. I'm enclosing a article in today's paper by Joe Alsop reporting his visit to Pennsylvania. The article indicates that Lawrence is still giving out the same old spiel in regard to the Catholic question. Period. I had a long talk with Matt McCluskey the day before yesterday, and he feels that unless we can get a more positive commitment from Lawrence, which seems unlikely, that we should enter the primary there. I hope to visit Dave Lawrence in August and will then make some sort of a decision in regard to it. Period. Lawrence then, Joe Alsop then went up and took a poll with Lou Harris in Queens, which he had polled in 56. The results in our favor were fantastic, and in Alsop's opinion, unbelievable. Rockefeller and Nixon beat all the other Democrats closely. And we beat Nixon 43-7 and Rockefeller 50-9. That period, I hope Alsop prints it. He also had an interview with Rockefeller, who was going all out as a candidate. Paragraph, the situation in other areas is progressing quite well. The polls, the Gallup poll, which should be coming out next week, shows us beating the Republicans by a larger vote than any other Democrat. Period. Hubert Humphrey's campaign seems to have laid an egg, though he looks evidently determined to stay in there and has some money until the primaries have been held. Period. He's working particularly hard in Oregon and in Wisconsin. Period. I'm going to Oregon this weekend and to Nebraska next weekend, and then we'll try to take it easy. Period. It looks as if the Congress will stay in session until the end of this month, beginning of September, which will not give us much of a recess, as I am planning to begin to go on the road around the 16th of September. John Hines ran into Dick Daley out at the mayor's convention, and Daley was friendly, he stated, but he did say, "I'm not sure we want a prosecutor as president," which evidently is a throwback to the investigations in the Chicago area. Paragraph. You undoubtedly have heard about Bobby's fantastic success on the Jack Paar show. His call to the public to write letters to the various members of Congress has produced the largest mail since the firing of MacArthur. We've gotten almost 250 letters from Massachusetts in the last 3 days asking me to stand with my brother Bob against the racketeers and hoodlums. It was a tremendous success, and I think has done a good deal as far as the public sector in developing support. Jackie is at Lausanne, Switzerland, with Lee, who is going to be having a baby in the not-too-distant future, but will be coming back around the 10th of August. Caroline is staying at Newport, Rhode Island, where she's having a great personal success. I was up there last weekend. I stay in touch with Gene Keogh, who's working hard on Billy Green. We've got Green to take a poll in Pennsylvania now, and maybe that will influence those boys. Otherwise, he's remaining non-committal, though Jim Clark's paper this week had a very favorable article about Symington. The Teamsters have a great influence on him, and there's no doubt that the racketeer vote is all going to be Stew's, particularly the Teamsters. Period. I hope all goes well there. I wish I could get over there. I will drop you a note after we get back from Oregon. Love, Jack.